Parshas Mitzayra, it says, Kisavoyo la Eretz Canaan, you'll enter Eretz Canaan. And then it continues and says, V'nosati negat zaras bebeis eres achuzaschem, I will give you, V'nosati, I will give you a negat zaras in your home. And the Medrash says on this, Ach toiv l'Yisrael, it's only good for Klal Yisrael. We know the famous shot with the Nosati, I will give a negat zaras, because here it could sometimes be a very good result, where the Kananim hid the treasures in the walls of the home. And sometimes Hashem will be mazman a nega taras on the walls of the home to break it through, to find the treasures that the Kananim hid. So the Medrash says, Ach toiv liYisrael, it's only good for Klal Yisrael. Meaning like this, a person goes and sees his house is broken, his walls are being broken, midas hadin. But at the end, saif masa b'machshav etchila, that the purpose of it is to find treasures, which is all rachamim. And that's what it says, Ach toiv liYisrael. From the Negoi Batim itself, you see how the Midas Adin, the breaking of the walls or the breaking of the home, was only toiv, was only rachamim for Klal Yisrael. It just came in the form of gvurais. It came in the form of din, by breaking the walls of the home. Similar to what it says, by the Birchas Yitzchak to Yaakov, by V'yitin L'cho Elokim, Elokim, which is Midas Hadin, that even Elokim, which is Midas Hadin, will be Mashpia and will be Kulei Rachamim. And that's the way it always is. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, in the times where there was Ruach HaKodesh and the Shekhinah was Shaira, you saw it in a revealed way. These days, you see it in a hidden way. As it says, L'Oisei Neflois G'dayles L'Vadoi, that he does wonders, levadoi, that only he knows about. But nevertheless, if a person looks carefully with an open eyes and recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sees how everything is Ashkacha Pratis and that nothing is a coincidence, he will see, even in these days, he will see neflois. He will see wonders. And it's really a remez, yes, Nigei Batim, there's a chance where Hashem did it in order to find those treasures. And then when it comes to other negoyim, by begodim, or by the skin where you actually become a mitzayr, you don't see the open treasures there. But nevertheless, it's kulay taiv. Al chayenu hamasurim biyadecha. Our lives are given to you. Al nishmoyseinu hapkudais lach. Our souls are protected and watched by you. Val nisecha shebechal yoymi manu. And every day you perform miracles for us. Even the miracles that seem to us like it's a Midas Hadin, but it's truly Midas Harachamim. Like the Gemara Nida Lamed Aleph says on the Pasuk, Oitcha Hashem ki anaftabi. I'm praising you, Hashem, because you got angry at me. Yoshev Apcha, you'll return your anger back, V'sach Nachameni, and you'll comfort me. And the Gemara says, what is it talking about? It talks about two people that went on business. They were traveling. And one of them, a thorn went into his foot and he got very, very upset and he had trouble walking and he was not able to make the boat that he was supposed to travel in. His friend did make the boat and the boat sank. Once he realized and he heard that the boat sank, he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, that you put that thorn in my foot to hold me back from going on that boat that actually sank. Now, Rabelsky once mentioned that life doesn't always work this way. You know those famous stories of people who were mysteriously, in some unusual way, delayed in the day that 9/11 took place, that saved their lives because they were delayed and they were late and they were not able to be there on time, and that saved their lives. Or in situations where you missed a flight and the plane crashed. Borobalski said once that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always work it that way. Very often, you miss a flight, and Baruch Hashem, the flight goes normally. You miss a bus, and there was no terrorist suicide bomber that blew up the bus and saved your life. You just missed the bus, and you had to wait 15 minutes to get on another bus while that first bus went, Baruch Hashem, the way it was supposed to go. And you don't understand why you had to miss that bus. Or you don't understand why you had to be late. You don't see that open miracle of similar to the Nige Batim, where you break a wall and you see the treasures. There are times in life, especially in our Dar and Hestaponim, we do not see openly what the Tayeles was of that delay, of that discomfort, of that Nega, so to speak. And that happens every day. But nevertheless, with Emuna, with Hashgacha Pratis, if you watch what goes on and you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself and watches you, especially when it comes to Parnassa, all in Yanim, and you see B'chush and your Maimon, it's good. And you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made to Libri Yosef to the point where we actually see V'nosati Nega Tzaras B'bayis. I am giving you as a matana this Nega Tzaras in the house. Like Rashi says, B'sayrihi, it's a piece of good news that through this you'll find the treasures that the Umas HaOlam hid there. Moshe Tzareba brings a story from Rameya Pri Mishlan. One time, a poor person, went and begged him to help him with Achnasas Kala for his daughter, didn't have any money. And he says, don't worry, I'm going to give you a kadachas, which is some type of a skin condition. And he wondered, what type of bracha is that? I'm asking for Achnasas Kala, you're saying I'm going to give you a matzav of a kadachas, of a skin condition? And what happened? As they were talking, an usher came with that very skin condition, with that very illness. And asked Ramea Pri Mishlan, please give me a bracha, I should get healed from the illness. And Ramea Pri Mishlan said, if you give this ani that's next to me right now what he needs for the chasana to marry off his daughter, you will be healed. And that's what happened. Maisa Nisim. So again, it's a strange thing to answer like that. Ramea Pri Mishlan told the ani, don't worry, I'm going to give you this kadachas. And that matzav of a kadachas, of that illness, created that he was able to get his achnasas kala, what he needed for his daughter. That's what the Torah says, v'nasati nega tzaras. I am giving it to you. I am giving it to you b'matana. It may seem unpleasant to break down walls and to knock down a house, but there's treasures there. And we see that it says nega tzaras. Like we talked about before, that nega is the same oisius as oineg. Nega means an affliction. Oineg means pleasure. Same letters in Hebrew. It's the tziruf is different. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what tzaddikim do sometimes. They see a nega and it switches to an oineg. They see a tzara, tzaddik resh hei, and they transform it to tzoyhar, which is a light, like tzoyot ha'salateva. Or ritzei, a lashana being merutza, being willing to be mitzarf the oisis the other way. So to the eyes, when you look at the house and you see it broken, it's a nega. But if someone is maimin b'muna shalema, that el kolman da ovid achmanu latav ovid, that everything what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for good, and you believe that it is good, that oitzer will be found, and the nega will turn into oineg. And like we said before, just like you miss the bus and you don't see the Hashgacha Pratis as to what the Tayeles was. And sometimes the Nega will be on the house and you'll break the wall down and that you will not see the treasure there. But nevertheless, you maimon that it's the Toiv, the treasure is there. Whether you see it with your own eyes right now or you don't see it with your own eyes right now. Lo yoylam yeyodam raga loymar, the Gemara in Bracha Samach says, you should always be used to saying, commonly saying, Kol manda ovid rachmana l'tav ovid. Everything is for good. And that's why when it says that you come into the house and you tell the kohen, Kanega nearly babayis, doesn't say nega, kinega. It looks like a nega. To the eyes of a person, it looks like a nega. And it looks strange that you have to break a house, you have to break the walls, but really it's good and it's chesed. And the nega turns into a oineg, and you'll find the oitzreis in there. And the Rashi says that a Talmud Chacham that knows that it's a nega, he looks at it, but he's not the kohen, but he knows it's a nega, he should not say beferish that it's a nega, but kinega. Kinega. Ultimately, even if it is, it's a bracha, it'll turn into a bracha. Sometimes, I think Rav Avigdor Miller once said it's a fascinating story where a guy was overworked he had a cleaning store, was overworked, and there was a neighborhood where there was a mafia, and they asked them for for payment, and he didn't give it to them, and his whole store burned down, and they burned his store down. He lost his parnasa, got some insurance money maybe, but what is he going to do now? And that changed his life, and he started to learn more and daven more. And then looking back, he says, Baruch Hashem, that happened to me. Now, while it was going on, it was not pleasant at all. You have that very often in life. This Nega Habatim is one example of it, where it's an open, revealed thing, but it's a Bozev Elimin Alzeh to teach you that even when you don't see it so clearly, it's all for the good. And the Nega will turn into Oynig. And you'll find that Oitzrei Zav Kesef, even if physically you don't see it, it is there. It is there. And that's why it says, interesting, it says when the Gidon heard the Parshas Negoyim, they were very fearful. And Hashem told, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, don't be afraid. Only non-Jews should be afraid of this. But you could eat, you could drink, you could be happy, you could rejoice. Because Kol Mandav Rachmana L'Tavavid, it's all for good. And all the Negoyim will become Tanugim ultimately. Lo Se'una Elecha Ra. Nothing bad will happen to you. V'nega lo yikra ba'alecha, and the nega won't come close to your oihel. Now Negoyim come on Lashon Hara. That is true. Even Avak Lashon Hara. So the key is to stay away from Lashon Hara. Sur mei rav asei toiv. Someone spoke Lashon Hara, he could do tshuva on it. And that'll be masakin him. And we need to understand this, that even the other Negoyim that are not Negei Batim, they end up being a Mitzayra and going out isolated in Chutz Lamachane. You'll learn the lessons that you need to learn there. It could be one of the greatest treasures you ever had to learn from that experience and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from it. And that's the way life is very often. Life is very often where Venasati Nega Taras. I'm giving it to you, it looks like a Nega, but Venasati, it's really a Matana. And the truth is, Hashem starts off, like we said, by Nigei Batim, that it comes first to be Ma'ir him to do better, to do tshuva, and that's why it comes to the house first. And to learn from that, not to trust your Nechasim. Not to put stock in your oisher, in your house, that's there only for the days of your life, Shivim Shana, and then a kohen comes, and everything gets thrown out, and you lock it, and no one goes in there, and it reminds you that you really have nothing. That's part of the Musa Haskel from the Nigei Batim, to teach you that, and that'll help you stay away from Lashon Hara. And all the other things that are discussed there. So the key again is that there are brachas everywhere. Another lesson is that it's brought down that a bias offal, you don't see a negoya, meaning where the sun doesn't shine over there. And the key is also to hide chesreinais, not look for chesreinais, not to be medactic with chesroiness. That's what it means. Ein peischen chaloi meisliris hanegoyim. You don't open up windows in order to see the negoyim. And you try to cover it up. You try to be done with kavschus and ma'ir rachmim on klal Yisrael. And not to cholila disparage anybody, to be mekayin the mitzvah of haftal ariyacha kamaicha, which is the opposite of why tzaras generally comes. So that is a big Musa Haskel in this week's Parsha. V'nasati nega tzaras. I'm giving it to you b'matana. And like we said, and we have to remember this, and it takes a moon, and it's a bigger madrega. It's sort of like, you see, a lot of people, you know, later they look back at their life, they have so many regrets. If only I did this, if only I did this, if only I could have done that, if only I could have done that. But very often when you think deeper, and you realize those things that were detrimental will really end up being really for your benefit. We'll end off this share with something I remember from Rav Avigdor Miller related himself. when he was looking for a job in different situations. He was looking for a job. He like resigned to the fact that he'll have to work, and he just missed that job, Ashkacha Pratis, or they hired the one that was less qualified instead of him. And at that point, it was a big disappointment for him. But later, looking back, he realized Hashem guided his life to be where he needed to be. If that job would have worked out, it would have been a major problem. It would not have, he would not have gone through the course of his life that he was destined to be on. And sometimes we have to look at life that way. Shas Mais, while something happens, it looks like it's a nega without the venasati. But then when you think about it deeper, and sometimes we may not know taka tola asad love, when Hashem opens up our eyes and we see the openness, similar to Ani Yosef, once they said Ani Yosef, and then boom, all their questions were answered. Net Hashem, Hashem will say Ani Hashem, everything will be answered. And we'll see the Toiv, the Hanigla Vanira, we'll see the revealed Toiv in everyone's life, the Ezes Hashem, and we'll see how everything was a Matana Min HaShemayim. And it's a Venasati. And it looks like Midas Adin, but it's a Venasati Negatzaras. There's Eitzreis in that wall that's broken, even if you don't see those Eitzreis. And you learn from it, and it could be nahapach, then oineg, the nega becomes an oineg, the tzara becomes a tzayhar, and everything gets nahapach letoiv. It's a shame that should happen for all of Klal Yisrael. They should only see good, and a Mashiach should come, and we should see that revealed good. B'mhei Revi Yameinu Amen.